And now let's move on to things non-confrontational, possibly even non-COVID-19. Aren't you happy you're just a certified financial planner, Paul, and not a politician? Good morning.
Good morning to you. You had your hands full there today, Kina.
Yeah, I think understatement of the year is hands full, for sure. We will be waiting on those letters, though, to see who's who in the zoo. But it is time for us to talk about our own financial well-being, at least, and just looking at a couple of sites that we can go to, especially now that we've got time during COVID-19. We should all be in lockdown. We shouldn't be getting essentials every 5 minutes. So we should have time to go to a lot of these websites to give us some really good advice. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, what I did, Kino, is I pinpointed a few that I thought would be practical and very useful in this lockdown phase. The first consequence of the lockdown has been those people that were invested in the markets, and mainly the people that were invested in pension funds in the markets. And you may very well want to go to this particular website to see what the collateral damage has been. It's called Marriott, marriott.co.za. It's one of the service providers that are income specialists, but it's not really the, you know, the product that they are after. They've got a very good, useful tool on their particular website, which can actually help you get a better understanding of where you are now relative to the income needs that you have from your pension fund.
Hold on, you said Marriott, M-A-R?
Double R. IOT.
.co.za?
.za, yeah.
For some reason, it doesn't allow me in there. I don't know why. Yeah.
Well, you may have to go directly. If you're going off the link on my blog, there might be a little blocker on that one. But it's marriott.co.za.
Okay.
And inside there, when you go to the investment tool, you can play around with the actual value of your fund. And then have a look to see how it projects the income stream going forward. What's the maximum drawdown that you can expect to have? You can play around with that and see if you increase the income, how quickly your capital will deplete. And again, those that haven't even got into that space yet, you can use it as a kind of projection to see how much you need to save to generate certain types of income into the future. And I think that's a pretty useful site to get a clearer understanding of, A, what the markets have done to my current pension fund, and B, for those that are planning for retirement, they can get some very good, useful indicators there. You know, you can play around with things like fees, types of investments that you're in. And when you filter through all of those, you get a far better understanding of how you should be positioned when you get into retirement.
Is there not AI that can do this stuff as well?
Well, it probably is. It's pretty regimented, if you like, in
okay.
the sense of go-to points. But, you know, the art of it comes in, where do I invest in times like these? And that's probably where you're going to now be out of your water in terms of understanding the financial universe. Not even the experts at this point in time can point to where, you know, we should be going. And I think you've got to do a lot of more research. This just sketches it for you. And then you've got to dig deeper to see what kind of funds you should be in to expect the reasonable kind of return that you're aiming for.
Now, I mean, for people like me, I know you said we should be very careful, but I sort of look at those companies that seem to be too big to fail. And that are offering really, really good services, key services. And I look at, 30% drop. 35% drop. I know you said maybe it hasn't bottomed out yet. And they look really appealing. I mean, if Naspers dropped by 40%, let me tell you, I'd be buying Naspers shares.
Well, there again, you know, there's one principle in it. Past performance does not predict future.
Yeah.
And I think you've got to take a very sober look at the share that you're going to participate in and try and play out what the outcome of COVID-19 is going to do in terms of impacting on not only our local economy, but the global economy. And if you start really getting into it, I think you're going to see a lot more devastation than is apparent at the moment. And it has to play out, and we don't quite know where the bottom is. And that's why I'm saying be patient. Don't use this as an opportunity to be impulsive and see automatically that it's going to bounce back.
Yep.
At the moment, it's exercising what we call a dead cat bounce.
Sure.
And
sure.
It's not a V-shape, you know, necessarily to climb into right now. You could be disappointed.
That would be rather interesting. I mean, so that Marriott.co.za you say is one really good site to go to. What are the others?
Well, I'd say, look, there are quite a few of them, and they'll be on my website, you know, for people to refer to. But another interesting one, it doesn't sound too cool, but when I went into it, I think it's got some very good information. It's the statistics department. It's called Stats SA, statssa.gov.za.
Yeah.
And this is where our Department of Statistics gets involved in terms of generating the CPI numbers, the Consumer Price Index and things. And I know it sounds pretty technical, but when you get into it, it's a very layman happy type of site in the context that it takes you into all sorts of statistics. It tells you where the population of the country is concentrated most in certain areas. It gives you insight into how long the gold reserves are going to last and platinum and whatever else. And I think it's a pretty informative type of site to sit down, you know, with a cup of coffee and just kind of fan through. But we use it mainly to get an understanding of the Consumer Price Index, which is an inflation number. Yeah. And you can drill into that basket of goods and see where the culprits are in terms of where rising prices are and where falling prices are.
Where are the culprits, by the way?
Mainly in the food industry. That's been quite a big jump of late. And again, you can kind of get a better understanding of why that basket is as low as it does get, is because you can go into the white goods. And you can kind of see how televisions and the like, you know, stoves and fridges, which we don't buy all that often, you see how they're getting cheaper by the day. And they will get put into this basket of goods. And at the end of the day, it comes out as an average. And what you'll really see, again, you can see how the oil price is going to affect the CPI as well. Mm. In the context of the lower price at the pump station. And how it will translate and filter through. So it's a great site to kind of familiarize yourself with statistics governing the country, but it goes into all other aspects as well, which brilliant. I think people might find quite interesting.
Brilliant. So there you go. Certified financial planner Paul Roelofse with some sage advice as always. Paul, have a good one, and I hope your lockdown's going well, hey?
Stay distant and stay safe, you know.
Absolutely.